is our very own Wild Thing. He'll be calling the game tonight too. Kicking off round three, Manly take on Parramatta at Four Pines Park, and with his thoughts on that and the whole round and all the other talk topics in rugby league this week, Mark Spud Carroll. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. I hope our listeners aren't going on my tips, mate. I couldn't dead set pick my nose at the moment. I got 2 from 8 last week.
I didn't want to highlight that too much, 2 out of 8, but there were a few upsets. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too upset. But a few talking points this week, mate. We might start with the first one. There won't be any Pride round this season in the NRL. Are you surprised about that?
All the kerfuffle last year. I just don't know why we have all these sort of disturbances in our game. Like, it's a certain day. It's not going to hurt anyone. I'm all for it. Life's too short to go worrying about little things like that.
Look, Peter Volandis, the NRL boss, has come out and said he's disappointed the players are still snubbing all the public appearances, like Tuesday's launch of the multicultural round, which kicks off tonight. He said it was completely unnecessary. Are you surprised they still haven't ironed out all the details in this collective bargaining agreement, given that the season's already up to round three?
Yeah, it's quite incredible, isn't it, Richard? It's taken so long. I don't know what they're doing. It's like the Mitchell Moses signing a contract. I don't know what's going on there as well. But for me, I just think I'm more disappointed about the supporters turning up. The little kids who dream to be footballers and they don't bloody turn up. So I don't know what's going on, mate.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Look, obviously a lot of talk about concussions, and obviously Kalyn Ponga didn't even last a minute and a half in the game last week. His playing future is still very much up in the air. Do you think he should be maybe standing down, well, if not for the whole season, maybe, but ending his career? Your thoughts on that, and also this mandatory 11-day stand-down now for concussed players?
Yeah, well, firstly, regards Kalyn. Yeah, my heart dropped when I seen this kid go down. I know in my game, I was never fully knocked out. I've been concussed many, many, many times. But back in our day, it was, you know, stay on the field. You didn't want to come off because they thought you were soft. But now they've got all these protocols. And I do worry for this young bloke. Concussions stay in your body. And you can see that when they have these collisions. I would never get concussed running a ball up, but the amount of times I ran and tackled someone, that's when I'd either get a shoulder mode or, you know, stun myself. But you can see blokes like him and Kiri wearing, you know, the helmets. I did the helmets, the headgear. But it's more about confidence, that thing. It probably does nothing, mate. It's just about the confidence. And, you know, it just sort of protects you, put your head where it shouldn't be headed. But life's too short, mate. It's only a game of rugby league. He's a young man, and you know, I hope he's healthy for the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, the NRL, as of round three, as of tonight, you get concussed, you're out for a minimum of 11 days, which means you can't play the following week. You think it's a good idea?
As I said on NRL 360, where they get this number 11 from, they're saying it was from scientific computerage. Like, seriously, it should be at least 14 days, which is 2 weeks. And if you're not right to go on, you don't go back.
Yeah, I think it's 12 days in the AFL. The other thing that's interesting that's popped up in rugby, they've said in community rugby they're going to look at lowering the tackle height from to the sternum being the highest. Any thoughts on that one?
Seriously, Richard. The way they tackle these days, both in rugby union and rugby league, it's all about, you know, wrapping the football up. That's why you got the straight elbow. What do you expect for that? Now they want them to go under the sternum and then down to their knees, mate. What about the hip? Yeah. I don't know how many times you run into a hip. A hip's harder than bloody a body shot.
Yeah.
I just think they're grasping at straws in some ways, mate. They're just... In all leagues, they're worried about ramifications, which are happening, and they're boiling and boiling, and they're going to explode very soon.
Yeah, and look, very quickly, obviously that Latrell Mitchell alleged racial slur is still copping a lot of attention. I noticed over in the Premier League, there was a supporter who racially abused a player online. He's been outed from every ground in the UK for 3 years. With reference to this, I think he was only 15. Nico Hines has come out and said, look, rather than punish him, why not educate him? Do you think that there should be lifetime bans for this racial abuse?
Yeah, but Richard, if they do lifetime bans, how are they going to stop? They can't do facial recognition. Well, they're going to go in with disguises every week. But, mate, I look at the young 15-year-old, right? I'd go and kick his mum and dad up the arse. Seriously, where do they learn this from? No doubt he's got an old man who just shells out explanatories out and not even thinking, or probably is. He might be a bit racist, but the kid needs help. This is what happens. If you go on them too hard these days, it might end sometimes they end up wanting to get out of life. They really do. So it's a touchy subject. It was absolutely disgusting. And, the league has to put their foot down. But as I said, mate, I'd be kicking their mum and dad right up the, where.
Okay. Multicultural round three kicks off tonight. You'll be calling the game. You can hear the action here from 7 o'clock. Manly take on Parramatta. This should be an absolute ripper, Mark.
Yeah, what a rip. I'm lucky to be out there calling the game live. They now call it, Four Pines. I still call it the old Brookie Oval. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with Manly. They've got to really do some mustering up in the middle, which I'm pretty sure we'll see. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Josh Schuster. I've been doing a little bit of work with Josh. Between those ears on that massive head of his, he's got a massive melon. But it's his time to shine. He's been wanting to play this 5'8 role. Well, Josh Schuster will stand up tonight, and we'll be talking about Josh Schuster for many, many, many months and years, because he is one hell of a talent.
Okay, who are you going for?
I'm going Manly, but then again, don't go with me.
The man who got 2 out of 8 last week. Okay, the early game tomorrow, the Knights, they put up an extraordinary performance. It wasn't a great game. And tomorrow, Wayne Bennett's back in town here in Newcastle with the all-conquering Dolphins. Obviously very short on troops, the Knights, even though I'm a Knights fan, going to be a tough one for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but you've got the best crowd in the game up there, so they'll be coming from the hills. They come from anywhere. They actually come out when it's hailing, so that will get them across the line, maybe 4 points, but I think the Dolphins are on a roll, aren't they? The Dolphins, the growing of a Dolphin, I think, by Wayne Bennett on one of those platforms, I think it might be Stan. It's incredible. The three players he picked from the start have been the man of the matches for the last two games.
They've
been unbelievable, and I just think the role will continue. So I think we'll go to the Dolphins.
Okay, the late game tomorrow, the Roosters take on the Souths, another one of the great rivalries, obviously a boost for the Chooks. They've got a few back, and of course the re-signing of Captain Tedesco, another great game tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've got Hargraves back from injury, but also got Radley back, but he's another one, mate. He's got a few rattles in his head. If he gets one more whack, he'll be out. I'm going to go for South. I think they've got Satoles back as a great engine man through the middle for South Sydney, and I think South will be too good. But the crazy thing is, and the greatest thing is, we're going to see the two best fullbacks in the world. We've got one bloke who can talk underwater, and the other bloke, Tedesco, does all his talking on the field.
Okay, early game on Saturday, the Titans take on Storm. The Titans are at home. Melbourne, obviously, a much-needed boost after their shock loss to the Dogs last week, the return of a number of key players. Should be an interesting one, this one, up on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it will be interesting, but if you've seen the antics of Melbourne Storm's coach Bellamy after the game, I can't see there would have been a few boots, as we see, up the rear, and you never really see the Melbourne Storm playing two bad games in a row, so I'm going to go Melbourne.
Okay, the afternoon game tomorrow, or the mid one, is the Cowboys take on the Warriors up in Townsville. Both sides coming off losses last week. Who do you reckon will come out in front here?
Well, I think home ground advantage again. That stadium up there is electric. Really been impressed with the Warriors in the first two rounds, but I think the Cowboys at home.
Okay, Broncos take on Dragons, the late game on Saturday. Kevin Walters, these blokes were red hot last week. They're chasing their third straight wing. Reece Walsh has been compared to a young Darren Lockyer after that superb debut. Should be another good game.
Yeah, I think the juggernaut will keep rolling along. The Broncos' home ground advantage. Reece Walsh, he just adds, think about fullbacks like him. He's got speed that can actually just take off straight away. And the way he drifts and he goes across through the middle, so much like Slater. It's great to have comparisons. Mate, compare him to Lockyer. Mate, seriously, you can't do that. He's one of the all-time greats. This kid's just started, but was it a bad start, was it?
No, it was a great start. Bulldogs take on the West Tigers, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. Obviously, Canterbury riding high after defeating the Storm last week. And West Tigers, obviously, they didn't look too good last week. And, yeah, can't see them beating the Bulldogs, but should be a close one.
Yeah, I love that little laugh, mate. I just think Belmore, you know, with the trains going in the background, I think the West Tigers, mate, they are so embarrassing. The way they're playing, they're at their home ground. They can't win. They can't get off the crowd. But the Bulldogs, great win last week, and it will continue this weekend.
Okay, final game, round 3 of the NRL. The Raiders take on the Sharks. Ricky Stewart, he's named an unchanged side following their narrow loss to the Dolphins, and the Sharks still a week away from their superstar Nicho Hynes returning, but they didn't have to beat the Eels last week. Who do you like for the Raiders and Sharks clash?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Sharks. I think the improvement from last week will go on against the Raiders.
Okay, a bit of discussion just finally, Mark, about who the next immortal should be. I mentioned earlier it's Brett Kenny's birthday today. Phil Gould reckons it should be either Peter Sterling or Brett Kenny. Any thoughts on the next rugby league immortal?
Didn't realise they're picking another one.
Well, they're just talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, all right, yeah, they've got to be in the mix, mate. I just think guys like that are my heroes. So, they deserve it in a lot of capacities.
All right. Well, hope you can get better than 2 out of 8 this week, Mark.
So do I, mate.
All right. Good calling tonight. Thanks for chatting with us.
See you, mate. Talk
Mark Spud Carroll. Yeah, he got 2 out of 8 last week, but he will be part of our commentary team. All the action tonight from, Brookie or Four Pines Park. Mark will be calling the game along with Tim Manor and Joel Kane. All the action, as I said, between Manly and Parramatta right here. That's from 7 o'clock tonight. We're also covering the early game tomorrow between the Knights and the Dolphins. That game called by Jimmy Smith, Brett Camorley and Tim Manor from here in Uwe at McDonald Jones Stadium.